People of the world, it's The Brothers Talk with your hosts Rod, Scott, and Norm, and we're glad you join us each Friday wherever you listen to your favorite podcast to hear our take as three Black, unfiltered African-American men with no strings attached, giving voice to the most feared, most misunderstood, and most rarely heard from segment of the population on topics of interest to us for education, enlightenment, and entertainment. We're excited to continue spreading the message that promotes critical thinking and thoughtful conversations, advocating for social activism, and uplifting people everywhere. We're also inviting you to join us as we continue the work of encouraging and educating everyone with the edifying task of identifying, endorsing, and inspiring new and existing Black businesses and individuals for the empowerment and prosperity of our community. Send your comments, questions, and suggestions, and follow us on Facebook, on X, formerly known as Twitter, at The Brothers Talk, The Brothers Talk on Instagram, and you can email us, thebrotherstalk@gmail.com. And stay tuned for details about our YouTube channel, our upcoming book, and tour dates. And now on with this week's program. Welcome one more time to all members of the Brothers Talk family around the world, wherever you're listening in, and to all of our first-time listeners as you join the worldwide podcast household. Your standing invitation continues, so join us in the ongoing battle to promote critical thinking and social justice activism. And don't forget to spread the word about the show as we enlist others in the fight against the ongoing efforts to keep the masses dumbed down and indifferent to thinking for themselves. Again, here's your weekly coronavirus awareness alert, because we care. Even though we're 4 years removed from the advent of the pandemic and over 2 years of highly effective vaccines, the rumors and conspiracy theories are still going stronger than ever, so much so that even a U.S. presidential candidate has built his 2024 campaign on a movement that seeks to legitimize conspiracy theories about the vaccines. PolitiFact made that its 2023 lie of the year. A few of the more memorable claims that include the spike in proteins from vaccines that are replacing sperm in vaccinated males. Absolutely false. The vaccines can change your DNA. That's also misleading and false. And social media getting in on the act with posts that poke fun at Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce for encouraging people to get vaccinated, asserting that the vaccine actually shuts off recipients' hearts. Once again, absolutely false. And then there are even some people pointing to the American Red Cross blood donation questionnaire as evidence that the shots are unsafe. 100,000% false. So family, stay smart and let's stick to what we know works. Get vaccinated and get those boosters, wear masks in crowded situations, wash your hands regularly, and if you have children and you do get sick, stay home until the contagious period passes. 5 days for COVID, 4 days for the flu, and 8 days for RSV from when you notice you first have symptoms. No one should end up unnecessarily in the hospital or worse from these preventable diseases. We can and we must do better. And now to my brothers in the struggle for critical thinking, Scott and Norm.
Thanks, Rod, and thanks, family, for your continued support. As the pandemic goes, look like most Americans have decided that it's over, it's in the final stretch. I was on a flight Sunday, and initially when I got on the plane, I was the only person on the plane with a mask. And I just looked around as we got ready to take off, and it was one other brother on there who had a mask. No one else had a mask on. And I'm saying to myself, is it something that they know that I don't know? Because I keep reading that, you know, people are still contracting the virus, and people are still getting sick from the virus, and people are still getting hospitalized. As a matter of fact, one of my coworkers, from what I can understand, one of my coworkers was hospitalized about 3 weeks ago because he had of COVID. So it's still out there. As much as you want it gone, you still got to protect yourself, your family, your loved ones, get vaccinated, and wear your mask. Norm?
Thanks, Scott. And I just wanted to take a minute this week to just give our wishes and our prayers to those in Gaza who continue to suffer the slaughter at the hands of the Israeli and USA governments. And I use the term USA governments because Biden has chosen to allow this to continue without stepping up and having any kind of moral guidance, as he likes to present in regards to what's going on in Russia and their war. But I think we have to actually ask ourselves as a country, what moral ground are we going to stand on, and when are we going to stand on it, Rod?
As we launch into our 220th show, there are some common themes that we have had over the duration And one of the first and foremost is the gross amount of inequality and absolute racism that exists in the justice system. And never has it been more evident than what is going on with the former 45th occupant of the White House and his trials across the past 4 years, where we saw everything from a person who literally committed treason in attempting to overthrow the government, which is the actual language that ought to be used and not insurrection. He has been brought up on charges of financial fraud and convicted. He has been brought up on charges of sexual assault and rape and convicted. And yet we sit here to find that he is still considered an eligible and electable candidate for the highest office in the land. And the hypocrisy around the fact that there are those individuals out there who are willing to blind eye that kind of behavior and act as though they would allow this to happen for anybody else other than an Anglo-Saxon Protestant white male is absurd. No one in their right minds believed that if it were a Barack Obama, simply because of the fact that he had black skin, that he would have ever been able to get away with any of this. But we have this situation going on where not only has he been able to skirt by this financial fraud conviction that he had in the state of New York, where he claimed he had more money than he actually ever had, and they gave him the kind of fine that would have bankrupted him, which it should have because of the financial fraud aspect, but they came in at the 11th hour and 59th minute and not only reduced the fine by more than half, but then they gave him additional time to pay it. And in that time, he was able to secure it when there was absolutely no chance of him getting it before. So it's just hypocritical for anybody with a ounce of true brain power to believe that we are not living in a totally rigged white supremacist justice system.
You know, when I look at everything that you describe and I try to look through the lenses of someone from another country, and if it was me from another country and not this country, I would be saying to myself, what kind of system is that? How can this country be considered the most powerful country in the world, the leader, the country that everybody else turns to, the country that all of the other countries look at when you start talking about democracy? They follow our lead. But what's been demonstrated here is exactly what Rod said. You know, this, to me, this is white privilege on steroids. We've done shows about white privilege, but this demonstrates white privilege. This demonstrates to me that this country and this system was built for white males to be successful, for white males to do whatever they want to do, because that's how this guy continues to behave. Even though he's been gagged on it, I've never heard of any situations where a person who's on trial, the defendant can go after the judge, his family, the clerks, the DA, and there aren't any consequences. He keep getting these little warnings, little slap on the hands. Okay, we're going to charge you $10,000. We're going to charge you $15,000 for a guy who's supposed to be a billionaire. I just don't see anybody else without money being afforded this. But it's even more disturbing because this guy who was the president and who was supposed to be held to a higher standard, the bar has been lowered across the board when it comes to him. He can do whatever he wants, and people bend over backwards trying to find ways to adjudicate what he's done. I saw something today where one of his allies filed a suit against a judge who's not even, it's a retired judge, and he wasn't on one of Donald Trump's cases. He wasn't, you know, has anything to do with it. But what he said was the truth, that, hey, here's a guy who is basically thumbing his nose at the system, going after family members, going after the judge's daughter. He's breaking all the norms. And one of his allies is filing a suit against this guy, saying that he's poisoning the jury pool, and you're not going to find anywhere where Trump can have a fair trial, so they might as well just throw the trial out. So you keep hearing that all the time. Let's throw this out. Let's throw it out. And it just amazes me, the silence, the deafening ear, that it is just silence from people should be protesting in the streets about the criminal justice system, about the Supreme Court, what they're doing. They're acting, all of these judges are acting like they're his counsel. And where's the uproar about that? I just don't understand why people don't see how serious this is, or is like, well, the people who can make a difference, well, I may be in that situation one day, so I'm not going to say anything. That's what it appears to me that's happening.
Now, Rod, I'm going to follow up with what you were saying, because you mentioned a couple of fraud cases, but we're overlooking the Trump University fraud case that he lost and his nonprofit that he was literally stealing money from that he was forced to shut down. That case he lost. So this guy has lost several fraud cases. But as you mentioned, being a wealthy white man in this country, that has not stopped him from being able to run for this office. And literally, people have the ability to overlook all of this and still not only vote for him, but fund his defense in the 90-plus felony charges that he's currently facing. This is just amazing to me. And I would say I don't understand it, but that's how racism works.
You both are absolutely right. I mean, and we can just go on and on about stuff, because like you said, he was 0 for 61 in challenges to the election. He's still out there claiming that the election was stolen from him. We see all of that. And what else disturbs me really is how there is so little backlash on the side of the quote unquote liberals and progressives, the Democrats. Where is their outrage? Why aren't they out there demanding that justice play out? And I submit that it's because at the end of the day, they are white men too.
No doubt. It has to be that, but it doesn't explain all of the black people who are out there, the black lawyers going on Fox News, the black lawyers who are out there defending this guy, not just lawyers, just some of the black people. And I know we feel like, well, they're doing that because they want to get some attention, or they're trying to get on the bandwagon and get paid. That's what I think. But the passionate, they're so passionate about it. The way some of them, they're even angry when they're talking about it, when they're talking about the Democrats after Donald Trump. They never talk about the things that he's done. All the things that you and Norm mentioned, these are things that he did. He brought that on himself. But yet people are always trying to find a justification. They're trying to justify why he did it, not why he did it. They're blaming the people who are doing their jobs, just the criminal justice system, who are trying to do their jobs, the judges, the clerks, the attorneys, district attorneys. They're trying to do their jobs, but they're constantly being attacked from him, his acolytes, and people who just generally support him, some mentally ill people. And I just don't understand why there isn't a groundswell to say, wait a minute, this guy tried to overthrow the government. Why are we dancing around this? Why are we treating him with kid gloves? Why that continues to happen? It's a cult. They say it's a cult, but I don't know what a cult is like. I guess this is it. I just don't see myself ever being in a situation where someone can convince me to break the law and go to jail for them.
You got those black faces who subscribe to that notion of, well, I think it's the old, the enemy of my enemy is my friend routine, of that they are disappointed in what they perceive Biden has or has not done, but they're not really considering what the alternative is. So they're just basically saying, I'll step over there for that reason, which is just absolutely asinine. But the question remains, though, is look at these white Democrats and progressives. How is it that they are not out there actively demanding that he be put in jail, demanding that he be taken off the ballot, demanding that he be held accountable? And as I said, I can't see any other reason than that at the end of the day, they recognize that he represents their white privilege, too.
I have to believe that without Trump there to play the boogeyman, more eyes would actually be on them and what they're not doing. It's easy for them to stand there and say, well, we're not him. You know, we're the lesser of the two evils or what have you. It's easy for them to say that while there's a Trump there. It's easy for them to campaign basically on we're running against Trump. And I really believe that's why they want him there. As you guys have mentioned, they're not doing anything to really differentiate themselves from Trump or to point out his lawlessness. They're pretty much silent in this because I believe they really need him there and they really want him there because, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, they're better, but how much better?
I often wonder about that. You know, is it all about money? I mean, especially the Black congresswomen and congressmen. What's their incentive? Some of them are outspoken about a lot of things, but they're not outspoken about this. They're not outspoken about the criminal justice system. When we talked about this before, you know, that there are several tiers to the criminal justice system, and it's clear that he's in rare air all by himself because of the treatment that he's been getting. It's just unheard of, and you can hear some of the pundits, some of the lawyers and ex-DA officials that are on TV who are constantly talking about how they've never witnessed anything like this. They never see. Almost every day, there's something new that's happening that they're saying, this has never happened before. I can't believe this happened. And this is they say that all the time. And so he's just literally getting away with murder. And there aren't any consequences for nothing that he's done so far. Not just him. Look at that nonsense that some of these other guys like Jim Jordan, people that they know who were involved with planning the overthrow of the government on January 6, 2020. They know that these people were involved, and yet you don't hear nothing about whether they're being investigated or not.
I thought we should discuss the former hiring by NBC by the former RNC head. And firing. I thought that was really disappointing. In fact, bringing someone on board who was complicit in overthrowing the election on a platform with other journalists as a contributor. And I just thought we should discuss that for a moment.
Well, you know, it looks like to me that what those people who decided to hire her, it's like, we don't care about whether this is democracy is under the attack. As long as this is the potential for us to make more money, then we're going to bring her in. And if it wasn't for all the other on-air personalities who said, nah, this is not a good idea, and it was such strong pushback, if it wasn't for that, the executives need to be questioned. People need to be questioned. Where's your loyalty? How important is the Constitution and democracy to you? Because it appears to me that you're only interested in making money.
Yeah, I'd basically just say that it comes down to literally the old Lenin quote that capitalists will sell us the rope we'll use to hang them. That's our take on it. And we always are interested in hearing what you think. So let us know your thoughts and ideas. In our Black Business Spotlight, meet Deanna Neely, the founder and CEO of Detroit Voltage, who's making history as an African-American woman in Detroit, who's leading her own electric company. Most recently, she secured a historic six-figure deal with DTE Energy, the largest electric utility company in Michigan, serving 2.3 million customers. With over a decade of experience in electrical contracting, Deanna has proven her expertise in the field. Her company, a certified woman business enterprise, offers top-notch residential and commercial services focusing on safety, following the rules, and customer satisfaction. Learn more about Deanna Neely and her company. Visit the official website at DetroitVoltage.com. And remember, our ongoing Black Business Spotlight theme continues to be Let's Relaunch Black Wall Street Nationwide. And as the Women's NCAA Basketball Championship tourney continues with the hype around that Clark girl, don't forget that Pearl Moore is the real all-time women's college basketball scoring leader. And just because they're fudging the rules about the AIAW and the NCAA doesn't mean they can take it away and make a new version of the truth. That's a wrap for this week's show. And remember to follow and share your thoughts with us by sending your comments as well as your questions and show ideas to the Brothers Talk on X, formerly Twitter, and catch us on Facebook, Instagram, or email us, thebrotherstalk@gmail.com. As always, God willing, we'll continue to keep our focus on the issues that impact our community as we stay on the path to a better future. And until our next episode, know that we sincerely appreciate your time and your interest, and you can rest assured that we'll never take it or you for granted. And finally, let's all do better today, because that's all we really have.